When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Ring, 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 ring. May I please speak with Zoe?
Oh, hello, Lamorne. Let's patch in Hannah.
God, I forgot what it was like working with you guys.
Welcome to our show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our show.
Welcome
starring us.
Sorry. If you don't know who we are by now.
This is Lamorne, and this is Hannah, and yeah. We are friends.
Yes, we're good friends.
Hey, IRL. Cuties, what's going on, guys?
Chilling.
Life is happening.
Life is happening. I will say, rewatching the Bells episode, directed by Peyton Reed, written by... Love Rocket.
I got a story. Remind me to tell you a story about Love.
It was so interesting to me because I was not in that episode. And
that's
if
right.
I watched it, it was maybe when it originally aired a decade ago. So I have had zero recollection of that episode.
And you were in
it
Spain.
Was surprising to me. So much of it, I was like, handbells?
Yeah, wait, handbells. You don't remember this at all?
Yeah, so this was the episode that we shot second, but it aired seventh. So it's funny to me looking at it. I'm like, oh, this was the episode. I still really felt like I was figuring stuff out.
I was like, how far
do I go with this? I don't know. I also, it was like the first time I got to like have a storyline with Lamorne, which was super fun. I have to say, I think Jake and Max's storyline was really great in this.
So funny. The scream fight to me was one of the funniest things I've seen in a while.
Their banter was just so good, and you feel like they've been friends forever. I really like that storyline because everybody knows like the storyline is, if you haven't just watched this episode like we have, that Nick is always fixing stuff in a kind of like he's kind of jerry rigging stuff to fix it, but it's they're not the fancy fixes that Schmidt wants. And so they get in a fight, like that Schmidt's always throwing his money at stuff. He's getting fancy fixes. He's actually hiring professionals to do stuff. Whereas Nick is scrappy and likes to jerry rig and fixes stuff in weird ways. And so Schmidt starts like taking all of the stuff he bought away, and then Nick starts unfixing stuff. It's very fun. It's a simple storyline, but it's very funny.
Last time on New Girl, episode 107, Bells. Jess's school is running out of space, so she brings her delinquent students back to the loft to learn the art of handbells. Schmidt wants the plumbing fancy fixed in the loft ASAP, but Nick is confident in his craftsmanship. Eventually, Schmidt hires a plumber who compliments Nick's bottle trick. Meanwhile, Winston has joined the Bells team, but he's too damn good and too damn competitive, and Jess has to kick him off the squad for being mean to the kids. Nick and Schmidt begin a war that ends with everything Schmidt ever purchased being stuffed into his room. The guys make amends on the roof, where Nick explains that Schmidt knows him all too well, and that he'd prefer a friend who would lie to spare his feelings. The guys make amends on the roof, where Nick explains Schmidt knows him too well, and he'd prefer a friend who would lie to spare his feelings. Jess tells Winston that he can't be one more person disappointing these kids. At their recital in the park, Winston shows up and is welcomed back to the team. They do a mediocre but spirited version of Eye of the Tiger that everyone can rock out to. Now, back to the show.
There are two categories of people, and they really clearly define them in this episode, of fancy fix versus fix to the point of working.
Right.
Which is really funny to me.
I prefer either. Like I could go either way. When I was looking at some of the fixes that Nick was, you know, some of his fixes made sense to me. Some of his fixes reminded me of how he grew up. He had a single mom, so sometimes when things would break, she wouldn't necessarily know about it or have the time to fix it. But we as boys in the house would just kind of, you know, mend MacGyver it together. It. We would MacGyver it the best way we could, and she'd kind of go, oh, if it works for you, it works for me. Anyway, gotta go to work. My favorite is his soap dispenser while he's talking. He has a wooden spoon in the soap dispenser.
I mean, who hasn't had like a soap dispenser not working and you're just oh god, I'm just gonna take the top off this.
Exactly. Because soap dispensers for some reason always break.
They always break. It's
true. They always break.
Yeah. It has to be the right angle to get the pump, man.
What are you talking about, Hannah?
And it's the part that unscrews, like doesn't seem to want to unscrew, you know, like where you're supposed to like screw in one part and then unscrew this top bit. And
you guys are on some weird stuff today.
Wait, Peyton Reed. Can you talk to me about Peyton Reed? Because Zoe, I feel
Peyton is so fantastic. Peyton directed the movie Yes Man that I was in. A great fun movie that was great fun, if you will. Jim Carrey was in it.
Did he do Ant-Man as well?
I think Peyton did,
He did Ant-Man?
Yes Man, Ant-Man.
He also did Bring It On.
Directed Bring It On. He's directed all kinds of great movies. He is just a fantastic person.
So sweet.
So love sweet. He directed one of my favorite She and Him videos that we've ever done.
Really?
Yes, he did this one for In the Sun, and it was a really fun video. So Peyton's hopped on and gotten involved in a bunch of things that I've been involved with, and it's made my life so much better because he's wonderful. And he actually directed a bunch of New Girl episodes in the first few seasons. So we were also lucky to have him.
Oh, yeah. Also written by Love Rocket.
Love
Rocket was there from day one.
One of my favorite people overall, just in life. He's such a great guy, great family.
One of the best laughs you could ever heard.
Oh yeah. Can you give us an impression?
I can't. It's so high pitched.
I mean, have you heard your baby
is
voice?
Is it really that high?
Yeah, if he gets going, it's like a baby being tickled. It's very, very sweet. We have to have Love on. We'll just have him laugh and then he can go. He doesn't have to share any stories.
Well, funny story about Love. So I have security cameras all over my house, outside of my house. And sometimes when I go travel, well, here's the thing. Sometimes when I travel, I'll just check in. Now, obviously, my brother is still here, but I'll just check the security cameras outside just to check them randomly.
Lamorne's trying to tell you all he's rich.
He's watching you. His brother
and he's watching you, and he's paranoid.
I'm trying to tell you, somebody tried to rob me before, and it didn't end well.
Oh yeah, I get that.
For them, did not end well for them. But I'm checking the camera, and now they're filming a TV show. They're filming that show Dave. Right, they film it right across the street from my house. So constantly, there are like trucks and things and people outside of my house.
I love Dave, by the way.
Love that show. Love Dave. That show. I've never seen it.
I'm not saying silent because I don't like it. I'm sure it's amazing and I've heard great things. I just haven't seen it.
Put it on the list. Carry on. I'm really putting it on the list.
Funny guy, tremendous actor. But Love is a writer on that show. Mm. And I remember checking my cameras one day and outside, they leave the porta potties, right, and I was so pissed off about this. The porta potties were right in front of my house. So my security camera is looking right at the entrance of the porta potties. And I checked the cameras one day, and who was standing right outside of the porta potty is Love. Love is standing right outside. So I text him a picture of it. I text Love a
How
picture.
Did you know it was him? Oh, just because he's
right very,
on the show.
It's very clearly clear. Him. It's very clear.
He has
clear
a certain stance right before he has to use the bathroom that's recognizable from afar.
I think it was when he was leaving the bathroom. That can't be true. Look at this. If you could see this photo.
That's pretty clearly Love. Clear I mean, he's wearing day. A mask like in a very generic outfit, and I can still tell it's him. That's kind of... Like, yeah.
But look out! Look at the disrespect. Look at the trash cans. The porta potties. I have the most. Are you kidding me?
Right outside your house, you mean?
Right outside of my house. I was so mad. I was so upset. But Love brightened the mood.
So you send him a picture of himself waiting to use the bathroom? That maybe is my nightmare.
And he's looking, and I say, "Is this you?" And he goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "Is this your house I'm staring at?"
Oh my God.
Yes. Yes, it is. He goes, "I thought so. I wasn't sure."
I just want to add that we've talked about Love waiting outside a porta potty, but he's a really, really great writer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Super talented guy. Love having him around. He's so, so funny.
Love.
And really smart.
Mm-hmm. I love Love, which is a little Dickie song. I love Love and I cuddle for enjoyment. That's one of his bars. Yeah. Yep. Anyway.
I'm Dave.
Oh, wait, does his laugh sound like, like that?
If he's really in it, I'm telling you, it goes high-pitched like a little baby in like the greatest joy. It's the most innocent, beautiful laugh. That's going to be the goal. We're going to get Love on the show. We're going to interview him about
and get
all
him
this
and tickle
great
him.
Body of work.
And we're going to tickle him.
We're going to try to get him to giggle. Yeah. So he's going to run over to where he's taping and just tickle mm-hmm. him.
It's going to happen.
With his permission, of course. Yeah.
Consensual mm-hmm. tickling.
Yes.
I really have so many questions for you guys about the handbells. I can tell you, I watched because I was like, Zoe, you are a very accomplished musician. Have you ever played them before?
I'd never even heard of them, honestly. I'd never heard of this instrument. Also, what was so funny? So when they went back in post and made, because we had the bells, we did practice with bells that had, we had a bell expert, I think, kind of teach us a little bit of something. Mm-hmm. They didn't have any, what do you call the, like,
ding-dongs inside?
Ding-dong thing inside. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you call it. Mallet? Whatever. Mm-hmm. They were removed, so the bells made no sound. And then when they went back, okay, yeah, there's going to be a difference in terms of, obviously, each bell is going to be different and they're all different pitches. And how you ring the bell, it will sound better or worse and ring out. But they're not going to be like flat just because each one is just the pitch
it's
it
the
is.
It's the sound, yeah.
So, but then when they went back and added sound to make everyone sound bad, they made them all sound...
flat.
Like they were flat. And I'm like, well, this is just not Like, at least in my experience, I would certainly defer to a handbell expert, but that's just not how they're going to sound bad. But of course, it really emphasized how bad we all were and how wonderful Winston was. Oh, our wonderful producer, Joelle, has just told us that it's called the tongue of the bell. Okay.
Yeah.
Which makes the bell feel so...
Yes, the tongue of a bell. Like the part human? Inside that swings yeah, to I make know. The bell ring is called the clapper.
I think I like ding dong better.
Oh, it's called the clapper.
The clapper.
Okay. Joelle, our wonderful producer, has told us that the tongue of the bell is called the clapper.
The clapper. So folks, go out there and get yourself some handbells and try to practice. And I will warn you though. I can't speak for Zoe. Actually, I can speak for Zoe. Her hands were fine after playing the handbell. My hands, I don't know why, were swollen.
I think I know why. It did hurt to hold the handles for a long time, and you were having to play them a lot, and you had to do the
3-in-1,
the 3-in-hand and the 2-in-hand and stuff. Yeah. That, you know, you have to get used to it. So definitely,
Yeah, but for all the handbell people out there, for all the handbell folks out there, we're gonna change the name.
All
for
you
the
many
three in
many
hand.
People.
Yeah, the name is no longer called the 3-in-hand. It's called the Winston.
Yeah, so just know that.
Let's just make that a popular thing now. Make the change.
Did we put
now.
Handbells on the map?
I think we did.
You did for me.
Us and a few churches.
I'd never heard of them, and I am a musician, so there you go. That's either embarrassing or just maybe reassuring. I'm not sure.
I'm not going to lie to you. I did get pretty decent at it, though. I did get pretty... Huh. I started to really enjoy doing it. Like, once the episode was done, I was kind of... I thought that I was going to go and buy a set. And I planned on it. Because, you know, I don't have too many hobbies outside of what we do for a living. I don't play any instruments. I don't...
Your hobbies are, like, creating other shows and, writing podcasts and making... You are always busy with something.
Yeah, I'm a creative person.
You're very creative.
Yeah, but, like, if you guys can't see this, I'm sure there'll be a photo at some point. Zoe has 114 guitars.
But that's another... That's my job. Like, that's a job. So that is a profession, but... it's hard to find things out. Like, if your profession is something that's fun, it is like you're like, well, I'm kind of busy with something that's fun that like actually is my work. So it's hard to find hobbies outside, you know, your profession if it's fun.
I was just going to be a professional cool guy, but
you are.
Yeah,
you are.
Teach losers how to be a cool guy like me.
That's kind of what you did in this episode.
That's what I tried to do. After rewatching it, I realized I was a dork. I was like not Winston, Lamorne. Lamorne. I was just watching, going like, Jesus, you took yourself way too seriously. I wish I had played. You know, even going back and looking at playing a character a certain way, I watched it and I wished it was season 6 Winston or 7 Winston playing the handbells, because it would have been a different episode, I believe. Winston,
right. And
later
this
when
you were actually
little...
trying to be good to sell the fact that you were really good and very serious about it.
Way too
serious. You needed bird shirt Winston.
Bird shirt Winston would have been.
That's a whole other episode.
I'm shocked we never brought bells back later on, actually.
Yeah. Because this was a window into bird shirt. This was like a foreshadow. Of bird shirt Winston.
Which reminds me of something we skipped over. We skipped over something very, very important on this show. What we love to do, what Hannah loves to do, is find the bear. Hannah.
Bear hunt.
Where's the bear?
I watched the episode, didn't find the bear. So then I go, after I've looked for myself, then I go online to see. And what was interesting is that nobody else has found the bear either. And I was like,
I found it.
But then I went back and found it.
I found two bears.
Okay. So can I tell you the bear that I found on my second rewatch last night?
Yes.
A gummy
bear?
The
bear is actually a picture in Winston's room, a standing bear, looks kind of like a grizzly bear. And that's when Jess is like reminding Winston near the end of the episode, like, these are just kids being kids. So be mindful what you say of them. And there's a huge picture of a bear.
massive picture right behind yeah. Jess's head.
That's right.
But right before that, during the Nick and Schmidt fight, Schmidt goes in his room and the refrigerator is right there. As he opens the door, there's a bear right there on the refrigerator.
So here's the thing, though. We need to have some bear hunt rules because I've already used that one now.
Well, right? Doesn't,
so
well,
how many times can we use the fridge bear?
Well, bear doesn't mean the fridge will always be used in an episode.
That's, well, it's there a lot of it. So I'm going, we have to come up with some, like the barefoot thing from the wedding episode. I'm going to come up with some real hard and fast rules, guys, where okay. we can't reuse
you
things.
Said there's two, though. Where's the other one?
Yeah,
well,
the
he's
fridge.
Saying the fridge bear and oh, then the fridge. Bear oh, picture okay. hanging in Winston's room. And but I'd already used the fridge bear. So mm-hmm. I'm going to come up with some real rules. And when Liz Merriweather is on at the end of this season of our podcast, I'm going to ask her if this was all intentional because mm-hmm. I'm a little obsessed with finding this bear in every episode.
I think that's important.
I want to say we had some great guest stars
yeah.
as the kids in this episode. Yes. Raven Goodwin, mm-hmm. Ki Hong Lee, and Esther Povitsky.
Yep.
They were really fantastic.
Yeah, we also had Tiffany Ariani as well.
Oh, Tiffany Ariani, yes.
Yes, yes.
I have something very exciting for you guys, actually.
Yes.
When we come back from the break, I reached out to Esther. And she sent me a few voice notes about her memories of shooting Bells. And she spilled some tea, you guys.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years, and not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to our show.
You know what's funny is that I can't figure out how I know Esther. So here's the thing. I rewatched the episode to be honest with you. I don't know if I've ever seen it before. And I'm like, is that Esther? Like, I didn't know she was ever on it because I wasn't on the episode with her. You see what I'm saying?
And I'm yeah, like, there are also all these people who came on our show as kids, like when they were right. in middle school, and then I don't, or they were like 18, but they looked young, and I don't, and they're like, hey, I was on your show, and I was like, oh, when you were a child, like yeah. it's hard, you know.
Now you have a mustache.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like I met Esther at a party many years later, and we said like, hey, and we chatted, and that was it. So it's not like we know each other or kick it. Like when I was like, I think I got her number at that party just because we like chatting to each other. So it was almost like a cold text that I sent her. Mm. Right. And I've seen her shows. She yeah. created a show called Alone Together. She's on Dollface on Hulu right now. She's super talented. She's done like, you know, stand-up specials. But it was almost like a cold text where I was like, hey, I had no idea you were a New Girl because I wasn't on that episode with you. Do you remember anything? Y'all want me to play these voice notes?
Yes, please.
Yeah, as long as they're
appropriate.
They're appropriate.
They have
swears in them?
No. There's no swears. All right. Here we go. There's two.
Okay.
This is Esther Pavitsky, stand-up comedian and original star of New Girl, the Bells episode. Just wanted to say this was my first ever TV job, and I literally felt like a movie star when I found out that I got it. I was so excited, and then quickly became really sad and upset because we had to actually learn how to really play the handbells. Because when I read the script, I was like, obviously we're not going to learn it. We'll just fake it. No, we had like a really strict, serious teacher, and I was struggling so hard with it. I remember calling my parents crying, being like, I just wanted to be an actress. Like, I don't know how to learn music. Like, I can't do this.
Okay, second part.
And also, I remember Lamorne had actually seen me do stand-up before at the Comedy Store and told me, and was like, yeah, I've seen you. You actually bombed. And then Zoe was standing right there, and she was like, well, that's not very nice to say. And, like, she felt so bad for me. And then Lamorne was like, no, she bombed really gracefully. And I was like, okay, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Lamorne.
I was just, right before you played the voice, though, I was just about to explain that. So what she's leaving out of the story is that it was her first time doing stand-up in L.A., and I was also doing stand-up, and when she went up, it was part of her bit was that she was bombing, and she was telling really bad jokes on purpose. At least that's what I thought the bit was. And because people
make
were
sure
laughing.
That's what the bit was.
Well, because yeah. that's what she kept saying. She kept saying it. She kept going, well, this is like, and her, if you haven't seen her stand up, her delivery sometimes, at least back then, was very dry, and people were laughing their asses off, but it was like telling intentionally bad jokes. At least that's what I thought was happening. So when I said she bombed, I thought she would understand that I thought that was the bit. I thought that's what she was doing. And because I have friends who are comedians, and that's what their bit is. They'll go on stage and they'll just bomb as hard as they can. And the comedians in the crowd are laughing their asses off.
Like
but some of the patrons
Tim
are confused.
Heidecker had, did you ever see him do that stand up show where his whole thing was that he was a bad stand up? And he kept like looking at his like notes in a really like, I mean, beautifully awkward way. It was like just great acting. And then he'd have his wife planted in the audience, and he'd make mean jokes about her, and then she'd get up and walk out. And then it was like such a good, but people would actually think it was real. It was so well done that people would like get really uncomfortable.
My buddy, and then we'll move on. But my buddy Rick Glassman is the exact same way. I think he's banned from multiple comedy clubs.
Oh my god!
Like because of he's so funny though. Like he's yeah. like people come to see him, but his bits are so out there. He's he does a bit where he has a hoodie on and he comes out talking, and it's funny and it's like it's just charismatic. It's just a casual conversation, and then he'll pull the hoodie down and he's got ear pods in, and he'll pull the, and he's like, all right, mom. Okay. All right, mom, I'll talk to you later. And he'll put the ear pods away and then he'll start the show. So the entire time everyone was like, wait, what? He'll do a bit with a puppet where he'll go, you guys like puppets? And everybody's like, yeah. And then he goes, cool, me too. And then he'll just move on.
Like, wait, why did they ban him?
Because a lot of times when I think he goes and he gets so obscure on stage that some of the crowd isn't, they don't know. They don't catch on. And he's so obscure. Like, I'm talking like, it's, he goes so far left. He's one of the funniest people I've ever been around. But and you guys should do his podcast at some point.
For that.
Yes. You guys should do his podcast at some point. It's really funny and weird.
He hasn't invited me yet, but
I mean. He has. I just haven't relayed the message yet.
Oh, okay. Well, now he knows. I'll
You're
go
the
on.
Missing link.
I'll yeah. do it. Yeah.
It is interesting with these incredible guest stars we've had over the years who, like, this was their first, for a lot of them, it was their first TV
and just,
job.
Yeah. Esther, you are a star.
You are a star.
You are
she's
a star.
She's created a show. She has like her own now stand-up special on Comedy Central.
I mean,
she's crushing star. Life.
You
she has
never
got to
play
handbells
again. Yeah.
About
but she
handbells.
Said the big thing was she got to like order lunch from a restaurant every day. She said that was like so crazy and cool. And then when she went in the hair and makeup trailer, she said she remembered Zoe, you playing a gym...
Don't say Jim Crow.
Jim Croce?
Yes.
Oh,
I was supposed to say.
Not a Jim.
A Jim yeah, Crow song?
What? No Jim Crow songs. Jim Croce, no. You know.
She remembers you playing. Like, it was so vivid. Like, you remember your first time ever on a set. And
yeah. Yeah.
It was
a 70s singer-songwriter. If you don't know who he is, he's saying, like, New York's not my home. And, operator, lots of like 70s singer songwriter style hits from Jim Croce.
Jim Croce.
I gotta go and download some Jim Croce.
But she was talking about that twist, right? Her first TV job, and it felt so exciting. She was a fan of Bring It On, and the director's there, and it was this huge thing. But then she had to actually learn the handbells.
But I don't know why they made anybody learn. I don't know why, because honestly, they just took the clapper out of the bell.
I don't know either, but there was I do remember coming to work the next week and Lamorne telling me two things, that his wrists still hurt.
Yeah.
And that the bells instructor was quite intense.
Yeah. Like life or death. It was right. Like, and you know, us being actors, we especially Zoe at that time, this is my first regular job. But Zoe, you had done so many things. You probably already knew it's not necessary for us to actually learn how to play. Well, you know what's going to happen in post.
Like varying degrees of those things. Yeah. And especially on a TV show, like you're shooting so fast. There's no way they're going to like use the audio. I mean, I'm sure they wanted it to look. The main thing is they want it to like look like people can play. But the kids are supposed to not be that great
right
at playing. I think it was partially because they were like, okay, well, you guys have time. I remember... You know, Lamorne had to look like he was really good right away. I, thankfully, was just conducting, and that was easy for me because I did choir from the time I was like a small child.
Did you have a choreographer? Because you did dance in one part. Multiple.
Did I have a choreographer for that?
I'm asking you.
Oh, no choreographer. They were just like,
it's kind of funny because it circles back to like the Nick Schmidt storyline about the learning the handbells thing, which is, did you need the fancy fix? Like, did you need to really learn how to play handbells?
Or
did you just fix it till it worked?
If we were doing a movie about handbells, if we were doing a movie about handbells, then yeah, we got to learn some handbells. But this episode, probably no. But like, I get why, you know, normally you have to learn a little something, but they probably, you know, there probably weren't that many handbell teachers available. And, you know, probably the woman who was teaching us was like, this is a chance for exposure for this instrument. And maybe, you know, she was serious. I didn't work with her very much. Yeah. Cause again, I was conducting, but in terms of, you know what, I will say this, this is just a pivot, but I was going to say this earlier that like, if you go into a house that's been jerry-rigged for like, you know, 30, you know, you have a guy that's like Nick, but like older, and he's been just jerry-rigging his house for 30, 40 years, that house is a messed up house.
You
have to fancy fix sometimes. Got to fancy fix sometimes. It's cool to have that, you know, it's great. It develops creativity, but like sometimes you just got to call in a plumber, you know?
Or like electrical things. Let's just leave that.
Let's not mess with that.
Lines.
Not mess with that.
So if you had to pick sides in this Nick and Schmidt beef, whose side, just left or right, you know, Nick or Schmidt, whose side would you?
Can we have a disclaimer with it?
Sure. Small disclaimer.
Okay, because I'm like kind of 50-50. Like, I think it's great and so creative that Nick can fix things in that weird way. Like, it's great. But ultimately, like, you have to, like, that water bottle situation above the toilet was, that was creative, but not something that you don't want your toilet, like, you know, what was the water bottle? Like, was the water passing through that water bottle? Like, what was going on there?
Yeah.
I'd actually like to talk to a real plumber about but yeah, you gotta hire a professional, because otherwise, you know, eventually, like, it's great. I'm on the side of like jerry rig for now, for, you know, to get us through the next few days while we wait for the plumber. You know what I mean?
Right, as a stopgap. For me, I don't mind
stopgap.
Like, if you can fix it and then I don't know any different, great. But if I have to now, like in this episode, turn on a faucet so I can use the bathroom, no, sir. We're calling a plumber. If I have to like do some weird extra random step that I always have to remember and then remind people coming to my house, to me, that is not fixed.
You have now
just created more work for me and things I have to remember in an abnormal situation. But if you fixed it and I can't tell the difference,
yeah.
But I will say this.
God.
What do you think, Lamorne?
Well, I'm on the side of Schmidt. I'm on the side of Schmidt. But I'm on the side of Schmidt if we had owned the loft.
Yeah.
We didn't own the loft. So why was the creepy landlord not there?
They should have been calling the landlord. That's,
why didn't he fix it?
Shouldn't
That's not on us. We don't own the place.
Because he was kind of creepy, maybe?
Oh, yeah. He wanted to, later on, we find out that.
But some people really do like the challenge. So they're not going to call the landlord because they're just like, no, this is like, I'm not going to bother anybody. I can figure it out. And they
enjoy
it.
It's the same personality type that doesn't like to read directions.
That's
like,
right.
Thinks direction. Yeah. Reading directions is some kind of, you know, weakness.
That feels like a Nick Miller thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to say, like, okay, so my boyfriend is a contractor and really good at fixing stuff. And he's like, you know, call the plumber. Like, if something needs a plumber, like, he can do a fix, but he's like, a lot of times you need somebody who just does this. That's their thing, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, because I think if your boyfriend did it, he'd do a really fancy fix. I've seen the shows. Okay,
he does a fancy fix for everything, you know. Yeah. Like, but he can fix stuff himself. But there are certain jobs, you know, there's a certain level at which you're like, you got to call the plumber, you got to call the electrician, you got to call, you know, whoever it is that's going to do the super fancy fix.
And shout out to all the plumbers and electricians out there. Where would I be without you? The amount of times
you'd be in the dark with no running water.
I'd be in the dark with a backed up toilet. Yeah.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years, and not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to our show.
Also, another interesting thing I found out about that this episode brought up for me, the argument again between, again, it was so funny and so informative, a Midori sour.
Oh, that was so funny.
Because that was a Midori, believe it or not, I didn't have my first drink until I was 22. And which is apparently very late.
And that's great.
First alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, first alcoholic beverage.
You ain't been
beverage.
Parched for 22 years.
No.
Yeah,
I lived in the desert.
You drank other stuff.
I drank other stuff. Yeah, yeah.
What,
this
water?
Is not alcohol. Water, warm milk, nipple milk when I was a baby. but the Midori, that was my first drink. At a bar, and then I
was
kept
a Midori sour.
It. Was a Midori sour?
Is that someone, like straight up, or is it a cocktail? I do not know.
It's a cocktail.
It's a cocktail. It's a
melon liqueur, with Asian influences.
A melon liqueur, and then a sour mix is like lemon and sugar, something like that.
Yeah.
So it would be like there's a lot of drinks that are like sour. It has like a sour mix that has sugar and lemon.
Yeah. So you put the two together.
You mix it with something that's already sweet, like Midori, it gets extra sweet.
Yeah.
Got so it. That it's was a really, it. And, is it like a highball or a martini glass? Like, what's the presentation on it? Midori
both.
Sour?
It can Either be both. Way. I've had it in martini glasses before. Huh. I used to order it so much, I thought I was cool until I started getting around like grownups. And I would order a drink. You would hear people go, I take a scotch, neat. Or I'll take this, or I'll get a margarita or something. I don't know. And I would go, hey, I'll take a
Midori take sour. A Midori with sour. Extra umbrellas.
And the bartender sometimes would look at me like, what?
Sure.
Like the guys who I'm with, they're like, what?
I think you like automatically get carded if you order that, no matter what age you look, because it's like the drink that somebody would order if they like, you know, have never had
they were
a
underage.
Drink before.
The conversation goes, Midori sour, and then the bartender goes, ID?
ID.
ID, got it. Yeah.
Again? I just got carded at the door. Another thing that I realized about this episode that was interesting in how it correlated to my life was the sushi bit. The amount of sushi that Schmidt was eating and ordering, I thought that was normal at the time. However, I hadn't had sushi at that point in my life. While filming this episode, I had never had sushi. And I later on went to get sushi. And I said to myself, that amount of sushi that Schmidt had ordered was a damn party platter. That was a lot. You can't eat that much.
That's a lot of you'd be very full. I think I guess maybe the joke was that he had ordered a party platter thinking you guys were going to go in on it and you guys were like, "Nah, we don't want sushi."
Oh, okay, maybe that was what it was, cuz that's like,
I think that's
so scrummy. I just remember that line was
so scrummy.
So, so stupid.
$80 worth of sushi for yourself?
Well, have aggressive. You been have you been to Sugarfish?
Yeah, I know. You get two rolls.
Yeah, it's pretty
that's
expensive.
$80.
Yeah. That's $80 right there.
It's a fancy fish.
Lotus Berry Relax. Have you guys ever used that?
No, there were so many funny Schmidt lines in this. Yeah. Like, shout out to our writing team and Love Roquet. Schmidt is on fire. Yes. I think the Schmidt and Nick exchanges are just so perfect and so many good. Yeah.
Lotus Berry Relax. I looked it up. I couldn't
Lotus
find
Berry
it.
Relax. I think they just made it up. They made up all kinds of things that were so Schmidt-y perfect.
But the
it
fun
was
thing
such
about
like
it.
Like a little kid perfect fight of trying to get then the product out of Nick's hair. Yeah.
Yes. Because he realized he was using it as he was using the conditioner as soap. Now, yeah. I once had an ex-girlfriend who said, I'll do your laundry for you. This one particular time, I was like, yeah, sure. And I go and I realized something once I went into the laundry room afterwards to take my clothes out of the dryer. I said, wait, we ran out of soap. I said, wait, there's no laundry detergent here, but on top of the washing machine is the fabric softener.
Oh,
and
I said,
"Hey, mm-hmm. did you throw the soap the laundry detergent bottle away?" And she said, "No, it's right there on top of the washing machine." I said, "I thought so. Yeah, that's fabric softener. Yeah, that's fabric softener. Yeah, that's happened, and that's happened multiple times."
With different
very
people?
Soft clothes, not
different
clean
people?
But soft.
It once happened with my former cleaning lady.
Okay,
it did an entire 4 or 5 loads of clothes with fabric softener.
I think you need to separate the fabric softener away from the detergent if this is a reoccurring situation.
Oh, it is. It is.
I think, mate. You know what? A lot of people use dryer sheets. They don't use liquid fabric softener.
Yeah, I don't use fabric softener at all when I do laundry.
Right. You just had it in your
it's
house.
It's just there. It's just, you know.
There in case. There. Just in case.
Keep getting used up.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the confusion probably. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Competitive nature. That was also a really fun thing to watch, like to learn about the Winston character. Do you, either of you, have a very competitive nature?
No. I mean, I love playing games. And mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh yeah, like I'll set out to win, but for me the reason why I like playing games is like the process of playing games. If you're too competitive that you're like mad if you lose, you're just not fun to play with. So
there are some people that are like that'll flip a Scrabble board.
I know, and you're like, I don't want to play Scrabble with that person. They're crazy.
Speaking of games, should we play one right now?
Let's play one. We're going to play True American.
True American.
True American. Welcome to True American, where the rules change weekly and you leave more confused than when you showed up. Now, this week, we're playing Nikola Tesla's Problems and Solutions. In this week's episode, Nick has a solution for every problem in the loft. Today, Hannah's going to come up with a problem, and Zoe and myself are going to use objects in their immediate vicinity to help her come up with a solution.
Okay, so I genuinely have a problem at the moment. Mm-hmm. I will share it, and you tell me what I should do to fix it. So, in my shower, the handle that you use to turn the water on came off in my hand. Mm. And so now there's just like a hole in the wall of my shower.
I got it.
And I may have somehow misplaced like
the handle?
The actual handle. Yeah.
And how did you misplace it?
I don't know. I don't know where
like
it is.
I just took it on a drive and
I know where I left it, but there are multiple people.
I just took it on my bicycle and I held onto it loosely.
I wanted to get to know it better now that it didn't live in a wall. And so there's a hole in the wall. Something needs to be inserted, I would think, to turn so I can get my shower to run some water. Help me.
I've got a mic. I have a microphone stand here, right here that I'm using for this podcast. That could possibly work. Right?
That's right. Throw what that in there.
We need some ridge thing though to catch, right?
I could tell you, I could help you out here. I could help you out here. You see, your problem is that your shower is broken, correct? And what's the real issue there? That you can't clean your body. Okay. So instead of fixing that problem, I have here a bottle of hand sanitizer. Right. Instead of showering, you take this hand sanitizer that I have here. Mm-hmm. You take a little cloth. I'm holding a cloth in my hand. Mm-hmm. You pour the sanitizer on the cloth and you proceed to aggressively rub your body until it is clean.
Got it.
Problem solved.
And then you're probably then you're going to create another problem. Wall. It's also called dry skin because dry skin. Hand sanitizer is
got a problem. I got a solution for that.
OK, you got lotion?
No, but I do have a candle here, right?
A candle here. Just put the candle wax
all over your body. That's
and then after that, you're going to be cold. And I have a heating pad right here because it's cold in my office and I have it in my lap because the heater is too loud. So you're welcome, Hannah. We fixed your problem.
I feel great. I'm covered in hand sanitizer and wax sitting on a heating pad with a hole in my shower.
That's right.
I can't help you with the hole.
I can't help you with the hole at all, Hannah.
Anybody
you're gonna
else
have to fancy fix the hole. If you guys have solutions, please just hit. If you guys have solutions, just hit us up on social media. Oh wait, I do have deodorant too.
I have deodorant too, Hannah. Okay, because you're gonna smell bad.
I don't know how you have all this stuff like right next to your desk. Are you?
I got bug spray.
I'm like all my stuff is like technical. I've got lots of pluggy things. They're not gonna help you. Oh, you have one of those bug zapper things.
I'm like you. I get a lot of my stuff from like Instagram pop-ups, from infomercials. I got a bug zapper right here.
How does the bug don't land on your the zapper?
You just got a
child near that thing because it will electrocute you, I think.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. Okay. I'm going to teach her how to use it, though.
Okay, she's one.
Light tasing. Anyone coming into the house?
I do need parenting advice. So, yes. Okay. Don't let her use the bug zapper.
All right. We're going to talk after. Hannah and I are going to talk to you after the podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining us on Welcome to Our Show. Please like and subscribe and give us 5 stars to make us all very happy, mostly Lamorne, because 5's his favorite number.
Aww.
Thanks guys.
Thank y'all.
You should see all of our smiles. We love you. Bye.
Bye. Mwah.
You've been listening to Welcome to Our Show, a New Girl recap podcast. Welcome to Our Show is a production of iHeartRadio, hosted by Zooey Deschanel, Lamorne Morris, and Hannah Simone. Our executive producer is Joelle Monique. Our engineer and editor is Daniel Goodman. The Welcome to Our Show theme song was written by Zooey Deschanel, performed and produced by Zooey Deschanel and Pierre DeReeder. Follow us on Instagram at Welcome to Our Show Pod. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us at welcometoourshowpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share far and wide. Thanks for listening. We'll hear you next week.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.